This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Homebuyers, get some breathing room. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The number of mortgage applications increased almost 3% last week. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Refinancing activity rose too. Part of this is because home prices have been leveling off. But the real culprit is falling mortgage rates. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Throughout the last few months, the number of people applying for mortgages has reflected whether mortgages were more or less expensive.
January picked up a bit as rates dropped. February, rates picked up. Activity fell off again. March is looking a lot better.
That's Mike Frattantoni, chief economist at the Mortgage Bankers Association. Mortgage application volume is still over 30% lower than it was this time last year. But Frattantoni says the recent increase shows that buyers are eager to pounce.
Even with rates coming back down from a peak of 7%+ in October of last year to the low sixes, that has brought a lot of buyers back into the market.
Part of what's been preventing people from buying homes is that a lot of buyers don't qualify for mortgages, since rates have nearly doubled since the start of last year. Susan Wachter is a professor of real estate at the Wharton School.
Not that they didn't want to buy. In fact, they may be renting right now and paying more in rent. They would like to buy, but they simply don't qualify for a mortgage.
And every time rates tick down, Wachter says tens of thousands of people become eligible to apply. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Senate investigators are saying Credit Suisse, this is the Swiss bank that failed and was bought by UBS, Credit Suisse violated a plea deal it made with the U.S. Department of Justice back in 2014. The bank allegedly helped extremely wealthy Americans evade taxes and hid more than $700 million from the government, according to the Senate Finance Committee. The committee's calling for more fines. Major League Baseball is back. Today is opening day, and this year, the sport has a bunch of new rules that are all about speeding up games. The hope is, if they're shorter, they'll attract more fans to the ballpark and to the TV and to streaming. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more.
Baseball games are slow, says Stefan Szymański, a professor of sport management at the University of Michigan.
The batters spend a lot of time hanging around when they come up to bat. The pitchers spend a lot of time winding up to pitch.
But now there will be a pitch clock. At most, pitchers will have 20 seconds to throw the ball.
By speeding it up, you can make it more exciting and so will attract more fans and in the end make more money.
Shorter games could sustain the sport in the long run, says Khalid Baluli at the University of South Carolina. He also pitched in the minor leagues. But he worries the pitch clock will take away some of the things that make televised baseball enjoyable, like in a ninth inning at bat in the playoffs.
Having only 15 seconds to capture the look on the manager's face, the look of the dugout, and not having any time to even scan the nervous fans.
At least those fans will get home at a reasonable hour. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
As of mid-March, about 72 million people had already filed their taxes this year. That leaves quite a few stragglers who still have to go through the process of calculating how much we owe or are owed and filing it with the IRS. You know, a lot of other countries don't do it like this. The government just tells you how much you owe or are owed and sends a bill or cuts a check. This is called return-free filing, and it has not taken off in the U.S. Tax prep companies, for one, are firmly against it. But according to Marketplace senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, there's a chance things could change. He spoke with my Marketplace colleague, David Brancaccio.
This basic idea called return free filing. It's been proposed for the U.S., and it would work like this. The Internal Revenue Service, it takes the tax-related information it already gets, the wage data from your employer, and I don't know if you made any interest income, but the interest income from your bank. And taxpayers receive a pre-filled out form from the IRS, and if the return looks good, you sign it, send the IRS the money you owe, or you'll get your refund.
All right. So you save a ton of time and all this wading through arcane tax rules, and maybe it would help our blood pressure, I suppose.
I think it would. I mean, there was a study by economist Austin Goolsbee. He's now head of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. And he says, look, you know, a lot of the burden of this tax code, it comes from the time costs associated with complying. And if you pay a professional, there is a cost. So the insight that's really driving this return-free filing proposal, look, the U.S. tax code is really complicated and confusing, but the typical taxpayer has a pretty straightforward return.
I remember this idea. It's not the first time I've heard of it. It's been lurking around.
Remember the Tax Reform Act of 1986? You know, called on the IRS to study this. 1998, Congress called on the IRS to come up with a plan. Here's the thing. In the U.S., the tax preparation industry really doesn't like this idea, and they have lobbied hard against it. And so far, they've been really successful. But here's the thing. This is an idea that won't go away because it works.
But I got to ask about our friends at the Internal Revenue Service. They came out of pandemic with enormous backlogs and constantly talked about chronic underfunding. They got a raise, but apparently still backlogs. Would they be up to the task?
So this has been the really serious objection to the return-free filing. But the Inflation Reduction Act has $80 billion that's going to the IRS. And what that legislation says is they can spend it in four areas. And one of those four areas is to modernize their systems. So the IRS should be able to meet the challenge as it upgrades its systems. And, you know, tax simplification, which is, by the way, as you know, another windmill I've tilted against. If we got some tax simplification, that would also increase the number of taxpayers who might benefit from return-free filing. And David, we can always hope.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell with us in New York this time. Good to see you.
It's great to see you.
And Chris was talking, of course, with my Marketplace colleague David Brancaccio there in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.